And we've got some baseball music for you to end the hour. Our critic Robert Christgau reviews the second album from a group of musicians that calls itself The Baseball Project.
Think of The Baseball Project less as an indie rock all-star team than as a bunch of aging veterans proving they still have the stuff. Led by Scott McCoy and Steve Wynn, best known for 20th century stints in the Young Fresh Fellows and the Dream Syndicate, they share more than a musical history. As devout baseball fans, they share an American mythology. Wynn's 1976, which opens their new Volume 2, High and Inside, was inspired by the 2009 death of colorful 1976 Rookie of the Year Mark Fidrich, who soon succumbed to injuries, but was never forgotten by the faithful.
Saw your picture in the paper today, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Dead before your time, but so long beyond your prime. Looking nothing like the memory from when I was a kid. Golden hair flowing.
Baseball Project write topical songs that honor cultural memory. Their music is tuneful rather than forward-looking. They still follow the game. Two of McCoy's songs celebrate San Francisco phenoms Pablo Sandoval and Tim Lincecum, and sure-shot Seattle Hall of Famer Ichiro Suzuki. But as they age, they have more to mull over. One of the truest fan songs here is a litany of what-ifs that catalogs all the other mishaps that also cost the Red Sox the 1986 World Series remembered solely for Bill Buckner's muff of Mookie Wilson's bouncer.
If Bobby Ojeda hadn't raged at Sullivan and Yawkey and hadn't been traded to the Mets for Calvin Schiraldi, if oil can boil such a nutcase, and Jim Rice had twice taken an easy extra base.
Buckner's bolero is tragicomic. Scott McCoy burnishes Buckner's reputation while understanding how pathetic those what-ifs are. Elsewhere come surprisingly serious meditations on mortality, including a finale that examines the 1920 beaning of Ray Chapman, the only MLB player ever killed by an in-game injury. These guys think baseball is fun for sure, but they're not fair-weather fans, drummer Linda Pittman included.
That was critic Robert Christgau. He was reviewing The Baseball Project, Volume 2, High and Inside.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.